You can scream and shout with all your might.
Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan.
Dig in your heels and hold on tight.
Shove your opinion up your ass. That way your head has something to keep it company.
Either you are wrong or I am right.
Don't forget, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility. You are wrong, and I am right. And we all know it's true. Oh, it's damn true. Yes, yes, I know. I am great. That's why they call me the Great One. That's why this is Stating the Obvious, the forum from which I launched the cruise missile of my intellect, which seeks out and destroys the morons who dare to disagree with me, because if you disagree with me, you are wrong. And when you try to run away and scurry and hide, I will take the M60 machine gun and blow you down just like that. Oh yeah. I am the Great One himself. This is Stating the Obvious, brought to you by the Cynical Libertarian Society. The Cynical Libertarian Society is located on the internet at 204eastsouth.com/CLS. In the control room is the lovely and adorable Randy. The email address to reach us here is god@204eastsouth.com. That's G-O-D, dog spelled backwards, god@204eastsouth.com. The theme song for Stating the Obvious is You Know I'm Right by David Gilmour off his 1984 album About Face. And who's your motherfucking daddy? It's me. Alright, folks. Let's pick up where I left off in the previous Stating the Obvious. We're talking about Michael Moore's election guide. Mike's election guide. The man who speaks for millions and millions of you out there. Michael Moore is leading the way with his big fat ass. He's telling you what to think. He's telling you that it should be illegal for people to provide health care for a profit. And if people do provide health care for a profit, they should be put in prison. Why? Because Michael Moore is a liberal, and we all know liberals believe in freedom. That is freedom for themselves. They do not believe in freedom for anybody else. I have an idea. What if we do a thing where we say anybody who makes a profit off movies should be put in prison? I think that's a great idea. Anybody in favor of that? I'm in favor of that. All right. Number 4 on Michael Moore's list of 10 presidential decrees for his first 10 days. Now, this is great. I love this one. I have to get ready here. Number 4. The American people will no longer pay more taxes than the French do. What is this fat motherfucker's obsession with the French? I think one of the reasons why liberals are so obsessed with the French is because they like the women. They have hairy armpits, they don't shave, they smell bad, they're like hippie girls. I think that's why the French. I think that's why liberals are so obsessed with French women, because they like the fact that they stink and they're hairy. It reminds them of David Crosby. So he goes on and he points out about how, what is this, let's see. Okay, he talks about how the French pay higher taxes than Americans do. And he's right about this in the context that he's saying, okay, yes, you can look at it in our tax rate. Where is this? A French couple with two children pays an average income tax of 22%. In the USA, the average American couple with two kids pays 19% less than the French. Not 19% less than the French. 19%, period. Less than the French. Okay. And this is probably true. And again, Michael Moore manages to actually get some things right. He says, the reason we have gotten away by claiming the opposite that that French pay more taxes than Americans. See, it doesn't work when I read out of context. The reason that we have gotten away by claiming Americans pay less taxes than French, is what he's saying, is that we just change the words so that we don't call certain things a tax. Now, Michael Moore's absolutely right about this. It pains me to say that his big fat ass is actually right about something. But he is. Okay, we have all these fees. We just look at income tax. Well, but okay, but then you figure you got all your other your Social Security tax. You got the part of the Social Security tax your employer pays. You've got the fees you pay when you get your driver's license, when you get your license plate. You got the taxes you pay at the gas pump. You got sales taxes. You got all these other things. You know, you want to do construction on your house, you pay a fee. There are so many. We call them fees and all this other stuff. So he is correct that while it may appear we pay fewer taxes than the French, we actually do not. Michael Moore continues, here's what a French family's income tax gets them. Now we're going to use Michael Moore's favorite word again. Number one, free health care. I've said it before, I've said it again, there is no such thing as free. Number two, free or virtually free child care. Number three, free tuition at every university from community college to Sorbonne. Yes, but they're French universities, so what would they really be worth? I mean, who the hell would pay money to go to a French university, right? And Number four, 4 months minimum of maternity leave with full pay. Number five, mandatory 30 days vacation each year at full pay. And number six, unlimited sick days at full pay for all citizens. Now, of course, you can get away with these things in a socialist country where the government runs every business. Unfortunately for Michael Moore, the United States does not work that way. And thank goodness. You can see why this is the liberal wet dream. I mean, here we have this massive transfer of wealth from people who can work, do work, and actually produce things to people who don't. We're going to pay students. We're going to give them free tuition at colleges. Right. Let's pay people to go to college and get drunk. Don't make them have to earn it. Don't make them take out loans. Don't make them get their parents to pay for it. I mean, their parents had the children. Let them pay for it. No. Let's take money away from people who work for a living and give it to the students to go to college. 30 days vacation each year at full pay. Really? Does that include the rich? Do the rich get that same 30 days vacation each year at full pay? Unlimited sick days at full pay for all citizens. Does that include the rich? Is it truly unlimited? I mean, how sick do you have to be or not be to go to work? Oh, I have a hangnail. I can't go in today. Oh, I stubbed my toe. I mean, if somebody showed up and said, you have unlimited sick days at full pay, how much of the white trash out there would actually show up for work? You'd have just one more welfare program. Free child care. Now, in the near future, I will be seriously going off on this. But here's another. Free child... Why the fuck should we, any of me out there, why should we pay for child care for people who have children? Folks, if you make the choice to have children, you need to be capable of financially supporting your own fucking kids. There's no way in hell that my income tax money, my money, period, should go towards providing daycare for your goddamn children. Right? Unless I fucked you, and that is some of my DNA in there, I should not be having to pay for that. And even if I did fuck you and it's my DNA, I still have questions about whether or not I should be paying for that, and we will be covering that topic in the future. Here on Stating the Obvious, and it will be in my upcoming book. I am right, you are wrong, kindly fuck off and die. For sale on Amazon.com. And of course, the liberal wet dream, free healthcare. Now, Michael Moore says, well, how can they pay just a little bit more taxes and get all of those things? And here's his answer. He says, they don't invade countries. They stopped being a colonial power. They don't let corporations entirely run their country. They have strong unions, and the citizens will shut down the country if the government misbehaves. The reason they don't invade countries is because they're pussies. They stopped being a colonial power because they got their ass kicked too many times. They don't let corporations entirely run their country. No, because there's nothing in their country a corporation would want. They have strong unions. See the point prior to this. And the citizens will shut down the country if the government misbehaves. How would you know if France shut down? I mean, think about this. What if all the people in France died right now? How many years would it be before anybody noticed? I mean, it would still smell the same. Their productivity would be the same. Their contributions to the world around them would be the same. What? You always hear how wonderful the French are. I'd like to point out two things. Now, you know, I'll give the French some credit. They've got a few things going for them, and perhaps we should emulate the French. Perhaps we should raise our taxes a little bit, give everybody free health care, free child care, free tuition, 4 years worth. Oh, it doesn't actually say 4 years. It just says free tuition. It doesn't say for how long. My bad. 4 months minimum. Maternity leave with full pay, mandatory 30 days vacation each year, and unlimited sick days, full pay. You know what? You can convince me. You can bring me over to your side. I will go along with all of that if you also give us two things that they have in France. Number one, somewhere over 80% of their power comes from nuclear power plants. You give me 80% of the electricity in the United States from nuclear power plants, and I will agree to everything else. And number two, the second thing you have to give me, and I will agree with all the other stuff that you little fucking French people, kissing asses, whatever people, all those of you who love the French, who want to be like the French, you give me these two things, and I will go along with you completely. More than 80% of our electricity has to come from nuclear power. And the other one. Okay, get ready. You have to take the age of sexual consent in the United States and lower it to 15, just like it is in France. Article 227-25. Okay? So don't tell me it's not true. You give me 80% nuclear power, and you let me fuck 15-year-old girls, and I will give you everything else on the list. Try that on anybody who comes at you with how the United States should be more like France, and you will shut them up immediately. Because every one of them is terrified of nuclear power. And of course, we all know that fucking 15-year-olds makes you a pedophile, and pedophiles are bad. Pedophiles are evil. And the last thing these people want is to be associated with pedophiles. And they will back down, and they will back down every single time. Just ask them, you know, so are you saying you're in favor of nuclear power and fucking 15-year-olds? Really? This, however, is not enough to stop Michael Moore from going on and on and on. He goes on, blah, blah, blah. Let's see, we don't even call it. Let's see. Oh, he's talking about how all the things that we pay that we don't call taxes. Now, I threw in the stuff, but he adds to this, how much are you paying each year in child care cost? That's daycare, babysitters, preschool, and other caregivers. We don't call that a tax, but that's what it is. And I'm not even talking about what you're paying for your kids' public school. The problem with this, Michael, isn't that people don't pay enough taxes. The problem is public school. The problem is that we have and we support public schools. And one reason why public schools cost so much money is because of teachers' unions. Unions, which you think are a wonderful thing. They have lots of unions in France. Oh, unions make things wonderful. No, no, they don't. Unions fuck things up. He goes on to write, we, on the other hand, pay all these taxes and we can't even get a pothole fixed. We can't even be certain when we drop a letter in the mail it will ever reach its destination. I agree with that statement. But again, this is the take-home point, kids. This is the part where you need to take notes and write this down. We pay a lot of taxes, and the government fucks things up. The government can't fix the roads, the government can't deliver the mail, and we're paying an ass load of taxes. Here's the difference between the Republicans and the Democrats, and me. Here's the difference between the liberals and the conservatives, and the libertarians. Here's the difference between the Michael Moores and the Sean Hannitys, and the great one, okay? The Republicans and the Democrats are over there. The libertarians are over here. Here's the difference. The Democrats and the Republicans will both be happy to point out to you all the failures the government makes, and there are lots of them. And in both cases, don't think it's only one or the other. In both cases, the answer is always more government. The government is a failure. How do we fix the failure? We need more government. The government is fucking things up. What do we need to do? We need to raise taxes and provide health care to everybody. The libertarians are the only people who will tell you the truth. The government is fucked up, and the government is not the solution. The government is the problem. Ronald Reagan said the government is the problem. He talked about this. He said these things. Unfortunately, while Ronald Reagan did talk a damn good game, Ronald Reagan failed to ever actually come through and do anything about the fact that the government is the problem. And so while in some ways I do like Ronald Reagan as a president, in other ways I don't like him because he had the opportunity to fix a lot of this stuff and he fucked it up. Yes, Michael Moore, the government can't fix the potholes. And the government does lose mail, but the solution is not more government. Number 5 on Michael Moore's list for 10 presidential decrees in his first 10 days. Ban all commercials in movie theaters. Now, the large part of his thesis here is that commercials in movie theaters are bad. Okay, again, I agree with that part. But again, what's the solution? Ban them. Have the government make it illegal to show a commercial in a movie theater. Hey, how's that freedom treating you? If you own a movie theater, you should not be free to decide if you're going to show commercials or not. The government should decide for you, are you going to show commercials or not. Will the government also decide what movies you should show? Will the government control what kind of snacks you sell? Will the government control the prices? Probably so in Michael Moore's pathetic little world. That way he'd be able to get his movies in every theater, and that would be the only way he can get his movies in every theater. There's 3 important things here on this banning all commercials in movie theaters. Number 1, people have free choices. The people who run the theaters have a free choice to show commercials or not show commercials. When you say you want to ban those commercials, you eliminate their choice. Number 2, and second part of that, people who go to the movies have a free choice. They can go to a movie and they can sit through the commercials. They can show up late and miss the commercials. They can choose not to go to the movies and not see the commercials. And that's point number 2. If you don't like the commercials, you stop going. You go to a theater that doesn't show commercials, or if they all show commercials, I wouldn't know. The last time I was in a movie theater was years ago. I mean, my God, there's this thing called Netflix. Why the fuck would you go to a movie theater? I don't know. And number 3, if people do choose to go to movies and sit through the commercials, so what? That's what stupid people are for. Stupid people go out, they do their jobs, they get money, and then people like me take that money away from them. And if you take money away from people by having them come to your theater and sit through commercials, then what's the harm in that? I mean, they're stupid people. What are they going to do with money? A lot of them vote Democrat. A lot of them vote Republican. What do you need money for? If you're a Democrat, the government's going to give you everything for free. I mean, Obama just got elected. He is going to give... He is going to give everybody free health care. That stupid woman on the little video that we will be talking about here soon said that she doesn't have to worry about buying gasoline or paying her mortgage anymore. Obama is going to pay your mortgage for you. And if you're a Republican, all you have to do is just be nice, and once you die, you'll get to be with Jesus. What do you need money for? Jesus doesn't need any money. The church needs money. Besides, any money, if you're a Republican, any money you get, you give to the church anyway. What's the difference? The church, the movie theater, both of them are just big commercials for bullshit, right? Right. Ban all commercials in movie theaters. Yes, brilliant idea. His number six on his list is that we're supposed to defeat Al-Qaeda and the next generation of American haters by building wells. His thesis here is that we're supposed to go to foreign countries like the shitholes in the Middle East and dig wells so that the people there can get water. And by doing that, we'll build friendship with them. No. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. No, we're not going to do foreign aid. We should not have foreign aid of any kind. Let them dig their own motherfucking wells. They've chose to live in a desert. It's not our place to go over there and dig them a fucking well. Furthermore, they're all a bunch of goddamn Muslims. They're all religious nuts. They're just like the Jews and the Christians and the Hindus. Let's just fucking kill all the... Let them die. Let them fucking starve to death. Let them dehydrate and blow away in the desert. They're religious fanatics. They're idiots. They're nutcases. They believe there's an invisible man in the sky. And the invisible man in the sky sometimes talks to you. And the invisible man in the sky determines what's right and wrong. And if you talk to the invisible man in the sky, maybe he'll help you out. Okay, they're fucking insane little psychopaths. I'm not building them a goddamn well. His number seven is, from now on, when you dial 411, you will be talking to someone who lives in your town. Who gives a fuck? What are you talking about? What kind of loser are you? Who's ever dialed 911? I mean, 411? Who dials 911? I mean, by the time the cops show up, everything's over with. What's the point in that? Who the fuck dials 411? Number eight, we will be coming back to in the future. Because number eight is going to take some time for me to do some data gathering and analysis so that I can, unlike Michael Moore, I could present facts and numbers and intelligent analysis, not just the rantings of a big fat guy with an ego problem. Number eight is, make Social Security solvent until the 22nd century by having the rich pay their fair share. Because, of course, the rich paying their fair share is the answer to everything, right up there with government regulation and making things illegal. Number nine on his list is, update the Pledge of Allegiance. Michael Moore, of course, is not happy about the Pledge of Allegiance because it has God in it, which I agree is stupid. And, of course, he's also not happy about the Pledge of Allegiance because it's a Pledge of Allegiance to the United States of America, which is evil. Here is Michael Moore's concept of what the Pledge of Allegiance should sound like. I pledge allegiance to the people of the United States of America and to the Republic for which we stand, one nation, part of the world, with liberty and justice for all. You are a sick, fat, stupid motherfucker. Part of the world. Oh, look, we're part of the world. Oh, we're part of the world. Oh, we're part of the world. And that's just the prelude for transferring the wealth. Just like Democrats hate rich people and want to transfer as much money from the rich to the poor, they also hate America. And part of their goal is to transfer as much money from America to the rest of the world. Hence the digging wells in freaking Arabic countries, you know. Hence all the foreign aid and everything. The only foreign aid liberals are actually opposed to, at least some of them, is the foreign aid that goes to Israel. I, of course, am opposed to all foreign aid. We make the money here. Let's keep it here. If we're going to send money to other countries, we'll send it to them in the form of trade. You manufacture something that we want to purchase, we'll buy it from you. That's the only kind of foreign aid there needs to be. One nation, part of the world. Oh, whatever. I pledge allegiance to the people of the United States of America? Is this the same stupid people that keep going to the movie theater and watching commercials? Is this the same stupid people, you know, 51% of which voted for George Bush? Is this the same people that something like, what is it, 80% or whatever consider themselves religious? We're the most religious country in the world. I mean, I'm pledging allegiance to these people who think there's an imaginary man in the sky, invisible man in the sky. I'm sorry, I keep forgetting. God's not imaginary, he's invisible. And actually, he's not invisible, it's just he's everywhere. And so because he's everywhere, we can't see him. Because since he's nowhere, you don't know what it's like not to see God. I'm not going to pledge allegiance to these people. I'm going to pledge allegiance to fucking PETA members. I'm going to pledge allegiance to people who vote Democrat, people who vote socialist, people who vote Republican. No, I don't think so. Number 10 on his stupid list is free HBO for everyone. Now, one could look at that one and say, you know, he's just kind of being funny. You know, Michael Moore, oh, he's so funny. Right, yes, Michael Moore, he's a laugh a minute. If you like watching fat people waddle around, if that's your idea of amusement, yes, Michael Moore's funny. Again, what you see is the disdain for freedom and the disdain for capitalism and the disdain for profit. Free HBO for everyone. You can no more give everybody free HBO than you can give everybody free healthcare. Unless HBO is going to have commercials on it. Now, I'm about to illustrate to everybody how out of touch I am with unimportant things. The last time I watched HBO was like 1997, okay? I don't watch television because, you see, I'm busy doing this thing called having a life. I'm reading books. I'm doing STO. I'm doing photography. I'm fucking your girlfriend. I'm doing things that matter to the world. I don't fucking watch HBO. And if I do want to watch television, as I've already mentioned, that's why the hell some capitalist entrepreneur created Netflix. He's making a profit, and I don't have to watch HBO. I can watch whatever the fuck I want, whenever I want. And hey, guess what? Look, there's no commercials. Anyhow, where was I going? Oh, yes. You might think Michael Moore is just trying to be cute and funny with free HBO for everyone. But no, this represents a deep schism in the psyche of liberal Democrats. Their hatred for profit-making, their hatred for capitalism, their hatred for entrepreneurship is such that they oppose this at every level. You can't give people free HBO. HBO makes money by selling subscriptions. Because unless they have commercials now, this is what I'm saying. I don't know. I don't watch HBO. See, we finally got to the point now. So if you take away all the money that HBO makes from subscriptions, how the hell are they supposed to pay to create the content that is on HBO? You can't not give people free HBO any more than you can give them free anything else. At least not in our current economic system, which is based on currency. And I discussed that very, very briefly in the previous SDO, and I will, in the future, go into depth on what an alternative economic system would look like, how it would work, and how we could, in fact, actually have an economy in which things that are, quote-unquote, free do actually exist. And it's not capitalism. Obviously, and it's not neither is it socialism, nor is it communism or anything like that. Those systems are all based on currency. It's not going to work. There's a way to do this, but we have to totally divorce ourselves from everything that we consider quote-unquote normal. Finished. I think I am done with everything in that little series. This was like, what, 6 episodes or something? God, that stack here is huge. It's huge. It's huge. But, alright, Randy, get ready to play the music. I have got to be going. Stuff going on tonight. It is Saturday. I'm going to go out and party a little bit. Have a few beers. Celebrate the fact that classes is over. Need to work on the book. Okay, so, ladies and gentlemen, I hope this has somewhat enlightened your stupid asses. I know it probably hasn't. especially those of you who actually voted for Black Bama in this last election. But I just had to point out, and again, all of this, where are the voter guides? This is where all of this started, was there are no voter guides for Republicans. Do you notice that all the voter guides, at least here in Colorado, all the voter guides that I was able to locate were specifically for Democrats? Apparently, only Democrats are so stupid, they need to be told who to vote for and what to vote for and how to vote. Apparently, Republicans can figure it out on their own, which is scary, a Republican trying to think. That's not something I'd like to be close to. But anyhow, I think I'm done. Randy, play the music. It's just a